Boss Hole Chronicles are brought to you by Real Good Ventures, a talent optimization firm helping organizations diagnose their most critical people and execution issues with world-class analytics. Make sure to check out all the resources in the show notes and be sure to follow us and share your feedback. Enjoy today's episode.
Well, greetings all in the Boss Hole Transformation Nation. Welcome back to the Boss Hole Chronicles. I'm Sarah Best, your co-host, joined today by someone who I'm incredibly grateful to work with and grateful to know, and someone who has definitely made everything that I'm involved in better, John Brower. Hi, John. How are you this morning?
I am well, Sarah. Thank you so much. That was very kind. And I give thanks for our partnership and your friendship and how you have elevated my world so much since we started doing all this stuff. So thanks. It's great to be here.
It is good to be here today, John. And our topic, our subject matter today is important. It's just you and I talking today. John, why don't you tell our listeners what we plan to cover?
Absolutely. You know, we've had such an amazing year and great guests, stories on the Boss Hole Chronicles. And I think it was about a week or so ago, Sarah, you and I were talking and just the fact that it is the Tuesday before Thanksgiving 2022, we thought having an episode focused on gratitude would be fitting. And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about just the many things for which we are thankful and just very specifically, the idea of gratitude and how critical it is for us to have these types of reflections, not just at this time of year, but make it really part of our daily regimen. So yeah, this is the gratitude episode for 2022.
You know, I'm fresh off of an annual gathering that a dear friend of mine and I host every year. We can't remember when we started it. We think it's been at least 20 years, but it's a gratitude breakfast. It's just women. And it's amazing what people come to the awareness of and grab onto. Not only to take them through the holidays, because actually that's why we started that practice. Mm-hmm. We knew that as many of us working mothers, things got a little crazy during the holiday time, and it was our way to settle in and create space and mindfulness and centeredness around gratitude before we engaged. But it's a practice that I think is essential and something that we should engage in often and is really on a regular basis as we can. The first key point is, let's just acknowledge that our brains are wired for negativity. So we have to start there and just appreciate that we're not bad human beings, that no matter how zen we may be, how much mindfulness we create in our life, how much patience we have, there is a propensity in our brains to focus on what's wrong and also to remember bad experiences. And there's a good function for that. So when we burn our hand on a pot, you know, the brain remembers and uses that information to prevent injury in the future.
Right.
But we have this tendency to kind of hang on to and collect negative experiences and even accentuate those. So gratitude is a way to kind of circumvent that or over time, lessen the impact of what Dr. Daniel Amen would call automatic negative thoughts or ANTs. Mm-hmm. So gratitude, the first big takeaway is that gratitude is a quick and easy way to crush the ant and switch gears.
Right.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, when I work with clients or we process with groups and things, it's much easier for people to focus on the negative to learn from that. But we can make space and should make space in our lives for the positive. Why would you think that is, John?
Well, simply because it's healthier for us. It's better for us.
And, it is.
You know, I mean, just to think about what we are taught, even in scripture, that to count pure joy, those trials and challenges that we have, because we can be made better by it. But yes, gratitude is something that is a healthier thing to do.
It is. And the research is very clear, John, that gratitude overall is better for our physical well-being. So, you know, decreasing the negative impacts of stress. I think about how many people I know in the last maybe 2 to 5 years who've been diagnosed with adrenal gland fatigue.
Mm.
It's a syndrome. It's a real thing. It's where your body is so overworked from processing, you know, that fight or flight response. I mean, we become so acclimated to pace, except for those 2 years when we were in the pandemic, which right. brought about a whole nother set of stressors. But the fact that, you know, whatever happens in our body to naturally reduce stress over time begins to harm us because we're having to access those hormones and things so regularly. So the research is very clear. It decreases stress, it builds resilience, and it helps increase patience and the opportunity to listen better, to be present to the moment, to breathe. Mm-hmm. And I was just reading an article this morning about the benefits of slow breathing mm-hmm. in terms of increasing your focus, lowering your blood pressure, and lowering your heart rate on purpose. So like, I don't have to go run a marathon. I just have to do some slow, deep breathing in the morning, which is a good thing.
Right. Well, and a regular practice. I mean, we like to talk about things that are very practical, but I know that having a daily quiet time, whatever that looks like, reflection, I mean, shutting out the world, but even during that quiet time, whether it's prayer or meditation or mindfulness, but even leaving some space for, you know, thoughts around the things for which you are truly, truly thankful and grateful. It's a matter of a discipline, if you will.
It is. It is. And we can bring it into the workplace. In fact, if we do that, chances are, you know, our bottom line improves and certainly our product. Mm-hmm. And the outcome that we're aiming for is much more achievable and the product is much more successful. You might be familiar with ProSci, which mm-hmm. is a change management platform and enterprise. They do a lot of education and they create models for helping organizations deal with change. They actually have a whole section in their content on their website devoted to gratitude. And so making it a consistent practice inside the organization, John, like we do, first and foremost, we start all of our weekly tactical meetings with new, good, or grateful, something mm-hmm. that's new, something for which we are grateful, or something that's good. And they recommend much the same thing because we're all about reducing burnout. We're all about sustaining our abilities at work. Yeah, I think most of the people I talk to are up to some pretty big things. In other words, they're not out just to make a dollar. They're trying to impact communities or change things in the world or change the lives of the people that they serve mm-hmm. or make a product that will change things. So in all of that, we want people to be sustained and be able to go the long haul and to find ways to innovate. So gratitude becomes just an easy, low budget way to create some of that sustainability, strengthens relationships.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other thing is, it makes us feel better. I mean, it just literally physiologically makes us feel better. So a couple of ways ProSci suggests, which I like, is keep a gratitude journal. Mm. I recently reacquainted myself with an author and a keynote speaker called Mark Ostich. And I would encourage our listeners to go to markostich.com. In fact, John, he should be one of our guests on a future episode.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Yeah, he definitely is an expert in the area of digital detox and creating connection and belonging, you know, inside of this digital world in which we live, where everyone's connected to social media. Mm-hmm. He has some really cool stuff, but he's written a book most recently, If You Really Knew Me. And mm-hmm. along with the book, he always sends you a small 14-page gratitude journal, which creates 14 days of reflection on some prompts that he provides. So just keeping a gratitude journal, end of the day, beginning of the morning, doesn't matter what, three things, five things, that's all.
Mm-hmm.
Things that you're grateful for. And just to even go back and track and watch how what you explain that, you know, what you're grateful for begins to change from, mm-hmm. I'm grateful that I have a roof over my head and, you know, the heat's turned on, and to, you know, I am grateful for a meaningful conversation I had in line at the grocery store. Like, you know, mm-hmm. the depth and breadth becomes amazing. Writing a gratitude letter. So how often do we think about our own board of champions? You know,
right.
I think we can have a board of chumps. You know, there are people in our history and in our past who would, you know, be people that we probably would not like to run into again. But what about those people, even if it was just for a short time, that they influenced our lives in a very positive way? They gave us something that we now use. So just writing a letter of gratitude to that person and not focusing so much on, I mean, yeah, share what it did for you,
mm-hmm.
but make it about them and acknowledge, you know, what they did and how special it is that they can do that, which I think is amazing.
Well, and related to that, Sarah, how many times in even some of the boss role stories that we've had, the individual that has shared the story has said, I mean, I have to tell you, as difficult as that was, and I believe we've heard this a few times, I'm grateful. Yes. I'm grateful for what they taught me about what I don't want to do or how I can be a better leader or manager for somebody else. So
Absolutely.
I mean, even those really difficult, even horrifying circumstances with other people, we can find gratitude in that for how it has shaped us or helped us grow and maybe even given a bit of an illustration of what we don't want to be. But always keeping that other person in our prayers, of course. But go ahead.
No, it's so good. That's good. We talked about gratitude at meetings.
Mm-hmm.
I think meetings are such an anomaly, and certainly most organizations should probably, you know, do a triage on their meetings and do some immediate addressing of issues and challenges that are happening in their meetings. But one quick fix would be to start every meeting with, you know, something that people are grateful for.
Mm-hmm.
It just shifts the energy. It creates a different stage, different mindset. We often talk, John, I think we have an episode about above the line or below the line.
Right.
And emotions that are below the line are things like fear, guilt, shame, grief, anger. Not that emotions are bad. So I'm not saying that they're bad, but they're negative and mm-hmm. we have to at least address them and manage them. But there's no quicker way to flip up above the line where the energy and the focus is much more positive when in fact we think about something that we're grateful for. So it's kind of like switching train tracks.
Well, doesn't that go back? We talk about all the time. Actually, when we started Real Good Ventures, we committed to, and I think you and I kind of do this automatically, we approach things from a position of abundance and not scarcity. Abundance is above the line. Scarcity is below the line. And a lot. And again, I think almost, you know, we are conditioned and wired to think about scarcity. And, you know, if something good happens to you, that means you're taking something away from me. And abundance mm-hmm. allows us to look at, you know, just the glory and the excitement for somebody else's achievement. Mm-hmm. And not that it's taking anything away from us at all.
Right.
And be grateful for what they're experiencing.
That's so good. I think the last point to make here around just things that we can do at work mm-hmm. is one encouragement was to set a reminder on your phone, like several times, either during the week or during the day, so that when that reminder, that bell goes off, you remember to say thank you to somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, it's always okay to say thank you, a belated thank you. Like,
sure.
Hey, over the weekend, I was thinking about how you made this event so much easier and so much more effective. And you do things I don't even know how to do. I just, mm-hmm. I thought about it. I really overlooked the chance to say thank you. I really want to do that now. So I think those are some simple and easy ways we can just make gratitude more of a ritual. I know in our family, when the kids were younger, somebody gave us a blessing jar. And there were little slips of paper and a pencil and this jar. And throughout the year, you know, myself, my husband, and the kids, they would write notes on the blessing jar. And then at Thanksgiving time, we would actually read all the little notes in there. And as the kids got older, I think that practice waned a little bit.
Sure.
And the last thing I'll say, just on a personal note, I was so wowed by the stories and the things that the women who attended this gratitude breakfast recently, the things that they shared, mm-hmm. They each came up with a word to take with them into, you know, the holidays and into the new year. And all their words were so incredible. And I found one word that could go before all those words.
Mm.
And it's choose.
Mm.
Choose. I could choose forgiveness. I could choose contentment. I can choose bravery. I can choose clarity or focus or discipline. All the things that each of these wonderful women talked about, which I wish I could like just keep it in my brain and in front and center every day of my eyes so I could pay attention to it. But I have this little My Intent bracelet on, and it has the word choose on it. And mm-hmm. every time I look down, I remember I can choose to be grateful.
Right.
I can choose not to ruminate on that one little piece of feedback from the sessions I did most recently, one little piece of feedback that was wah, wah. I mean, yes, I can pay attention to it, but I don't have to let it define me because there were 10 or 15 other pieces of feedback that were positive. But what's the one, you know, we typically focus on?
The negative. Yeah.
Yeah.
The ants are always there.
Yeah. And I'll just close today, for at least for my part, John, by saying, I'm not kidding when I say I am grateful for, you know, the diligence you bring to our consultancy, the way you look at things, you know, your captain-y nature. It's very helpful. It's wonderful. I, you know, marvel at the things that you say and do it to help our clients. And I really don't say that often enough. So I'm just grateful to be walking alongside you and your amazing family as we do this work.
And it has been amazing. And so now it's my turn, Sarah. I'm grateful that you are patient with me when I get all captainy and really undisciplined. But I have found it and counted an absolute blessing that we met a number of years ago and mm-hmm. have gone, you know, cut down a couple of pathways and now find ourselves on this one together, which is just awesome.
Yes.
You're an amazing human and thought partner, friend, very caring. And as I think I've said this before, Sarah Best doesn't know a stranger. You have a heart that's as big as anything, and you put it to good use. And I'm the beneficiary of that for sure. But no, I think our work, our families, I just think that what we've been able to do, I'm very grateful for both of us and even the rest of the Real Good Ventures team, because I think that gratitude and that excitement has bled over to everybody else. I mean, I hope they're feeling it as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
me
I
too.
Mean?
Yes, I do.
If you take nothing else away from this, think about one thing that you could do. And this is to all of our listeners out there. And by the way, we're very grateful for you.
Mm-hmm.
To all of our listeners out there, those that keep listening to the Boss Hole Chronicles, sharing your stories, our subject matter experts. Oh my gosh, Sarah, we've had so many great people on this broadcast, but mm-hmm. we are so thankful for you out there in the Boss Hole Transformation Nation that are sticking with it, that understand what we're trying to do here, and that are sharing the message. If you can take one thing away, Sarah's given us some great ideas, but I will tell you one thing that I've loved doing for our weekly meetings is the new, good, and grateful. Mm-hmm. And as Sarah said, that's how we start out our meeting. Everybody just goes around very quickly and shares something, you know, new, good, or something for which they're grateful. And it totally changes the tone of the meeting. So pick one of those things out of this episode and start to do it and start to work that new discipline, that gratitude muscle, if you will. Now, this is great, Sarah. Great topic. Very timely. Thank you. And thanks to all our listeners out there.
Yeah, same to you, John. And as we bring 2022 to a close, be assured that we'll provide some other exercises or ideas that can help position you and your mind and your heart in the right way to experience growth and success and better health in 2023. But in the meantime, keep on keeping on, and we'll see you next time on the Boss Hole Chronicles.
We'd like to thank our guests today on the Boss Hole Chronicles. And if you have a Boss Hole Chronicles story of your own, please email us at mystory@thebossholechronicles.com. Once again, mystory@thebossholechronicles.com. We'll see you again soon.